What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Blind Refs Podcast. My name is Tony. I'm here with, well, Nate left, Nick and Isaac's Facebook profile page picture.
Nice.
We are all here in a way. Brian is still traveling. He will be back next week, which kind of sucks because I wanted his input this week. You know, like, it's a good game. With that upcoming game with Colorado at Autzen. Man, that'll be a fun environment.
Yeah.
Just so because, not because of the, like, level, because, I mean, like, again, when Nick and Brian and I went, like, that was a top 10 matchup. They were both in the top 10. Yeah. I think Oregon was 8, Stanford was 5 at the time or something like that. That was a super cool environment. But it's just because of the hype that's going to go into this. Like, the
I think it's a whole different hype, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's almost people, like, I mean, I think it's split now, 50-50, of people wanting Colorado just to lose and people who just want to see him keep riding it.
Yeah, 100%. And I don't even think people want them to lose because it's Colorado or because it's Deion. It's because of all the hype they're getting. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's tired of hearing about Colorado. Like, I saw one guy post on Reddit about how this is the most fun he's had watching college football since, like, 2007. I'm like, are you serious? Like, the most fun? Either he's a pro football player that's just following it because of Deion, which is most likely the case, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or his team utterly sucks year in and year out, so he's got nothing else, and now he's just jumping ship, which I think is the case. I think for the most part, like, people that don't have a college football team and, you know, like, the you know, diehard Dallas Cowboys fans that don't have a college football team that are like, well, Deion, you know, he played for the Cowboys, so I'll root for his college football team, and that's who's rooting for him. But, like,
I'd be curious to see how many Dallas Cowboy fans don't have a college team. Especially in, like, the state.
I think a lot of pro football, like, diehard pro football fans don't actually have a college football team. I really do.
I think a lot of Dallas fans are probably Longhorn fans, to be honest.
I mean, yeah.
People in, like, around Dallas and stuff like that. Sure, like, the people from Texas.
TCU, Dallas, SMU, Houston, Baylor, Texas Tech, Texas A&M.
No, because Dallas fans like the Yankees, like the Lakers, like the Cowboys. That's who they are.
Dallas fans like the Cowboys. It's a hot take.
That's a hot take.
Yeah, fans of Dallas, the city.
Oh. Like the Stars.
Big Dallas fans.
The Dallas.
I don't like the.
They're big.
I don't like the Mavericks though.
You don't.
Or the Rangers or the Astros.
You don't mind the Rangers. You hate the Astros, probably.
Or the Rockets.
Yeah. But, no, I think it's going to be interesting, and I think, you know, I will say this, though. I give a lot of credit to Shedeur Sanders watching that game because you could tell he put that last drive on his back, that 98-yard drive, and he said, I'm going to do this. Like, this is on me. Because that him running it is not a part of their game plan.
No, I mean, he takes a lot of hits. They should have – Colorado State, they really wanted to win that game, but they just went for it on 4th-and-1.
Yeah. Well, here's my thing with Colorado, and this is why if I'm Oregon, I'm breaking down that Colorado State game, I'm breaking down the Nebraska game, because what both of those teams did worked, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying we shut down Colorado, obviously. He still threw for, like, what, 300 yards or whatever it was?
But he threw, like, 47 times, so.
Yeah. So, but, like, we were able to get to him, you know what I mean, with, like, a 4-man rush. So, and so was Colorado State. But, like, the difference between, like, a Colorado State and an Oregon is obviously the talent, right? There's a huge talent gap. I mean, take out the coaching, just the team versus team. There's a huge talent gap. Colorado State doesn't have the talent to man up on Colorado. So they had to run those really soft zones, and they exploited it. Where Oregon can man up. They can still run the cover two man and stuff like that. And rush with 4 and drop 7.
Colorado's just missing some big guys on the O and D line. I mean, yeah. If they had some good people up front, they'd be actually pretty decent.
Yeah, they would be. Well, I mean, Shadur is a good quarterback. I'm not going to buy into the Heisman hype. He's putting up big numbers, sure. But, like, and the Pac-12 has some extreme talent at quarterback this year. But again, like,
is so bad, though.
Yeah, but if Shadur gets hurt, and I think he'll play through any injury he gets this year, but if he gets hurt, who's his backup?
I'm not sure.
Like, I think the last name is Staub. He played against Nebraska in the last.
Staub's his backup?
Like, Trevor Staub.
Oh, Staub. I was going to say, that guy's got to be graduated. We played him, like, 6 years ago.
You're talking about Joel Staub?
Yeah. Wisconsin? Yeah, I was like, wait a second.
That man's probably 40.
He's got to be almost 30. Like, the dude's old.
I mean, to be fair, you just played a quarterback who, like, took his first step in 2018.
I know. The backup quarterbacks are Ryan Staub and Kaysen Weissman, both true freshmen.
Oh, man.
Tell you what, though, that Colorado State defensive end, Kamara, he's good.
Yeah, he's real good.
I mean, he cost him the game kind of at the end there.
That call, because I get why it needs to be called, because he took him all the way to the ground, that roughing the passer targeting. But at the same time, he was wrapped up as he was throwing it. Like, it wasn't like he already threw it, and then, like, for instance, the Nebraska one, what's his name? Robinson. Like, when he, like, completely pushed in, the play was over, the quarterback had already released the ball, the guy's already caught the ball at that point. You know, I get that. But he hit him as he threw. The ball, yes, was out of his hand by the time he hit the ground, sure. But, like, the dude's huge. What do you expect to happen?
Yeah, just like... I didn't like that call.
Nope, hey, I didn't.
So, Tony, back to your point of Oregon manning up with Colorado. Just a fun fact. Kent State, who was coached by Sean Lewis, the offensive coordinator of Colorado last year, scored more points on Georgia than Oregon did last year.
Oh.
They scored 22 points against Georgia. So, could be a nice matchup, that offense that Sean Lewis has.
No, it definitely could be. But, I mean, I think the – and I'm not saying Kent State has more talent. That'd be a stupid comment, right? But not completely wrong as far as their offensive line. I think when you look at what Deion did is he went after a bunch of guys. But if you look at their roster, other than a lot of their playmakers, they're three-star guys. They don't have four-star and five-star guys in the trenches. And they're not loaded up at four-star and five, even on their defensive backs. Like, their defensive backs aren't a bunch of five-star defensive backs or four-star defensive backs, you know.
Well, the true freshman that they have is a five-star, and Travis Hunter was a five-star.
Yeah, their skill positions they have.
No, they're corners. They're DBs. Oh.
Well,
they're
DBs.
They're great.
I mean, Travis Hunter's not going to play, and neither is a true freshman, but...
Yeah, but and I'm not saying that offense can't move the ball against Oregon. I think the Pac-12 has god-awful defenses. God-awful defenses. They are the new Big 12.
Yeah, Utah's a good defense. Oregon State's defense is pretty decent.
What do we think about Matt Rhule's decision to change the starting quarterback?
From last week?
Or do you mean, like... change back from Heinrich to or are you talking about playing Heinrich? I don't know.
Who commented?
Hunter.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. But Jeff Sims is still out, right?
He hasn't really said. He said if Jeff Sims is ready to go, they'll practice. No, he hasn't said
listed as co-starters on the depth chart.
Rhule will start Sims, and if he starts sucking, he'll put what's-his-face right back in.
I don't know.
I think it'll be the other way around.
I think it's the other way around 100%. Just because...
Louisiana tastes pretty bad, I think.
Sims will come in, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Harburg will start and Sims will come in.
Because
I don't hate that, though. I like that way.
But, like, even during his press conference, and Isaac, I don't know, who do you think is the best choice going forward if they are both healthy? I think Heinrich is.
To run the offense or to win Big Ten games?
It doesn't say. It's just who do you think is the better choice forward?
I think to win Big Ten games, Jeff Sims is probably the best chance just because he's more athletic and he has those tools and everything like that. I mean, Harburg ran the offense pretty good against Northern Illinois.
Yeah. And, like, so, I tried to...
No, that's it.
Like, I tried to argue the point, yes, he did well, and I'm not going to take that away from him. You know, he didn't turn the ball over, and we've done more than that. Hell, we lost to Northern Illinois, what, 2 years ago?
5 years ago.
Six was it 5 years ago?
God, 2017.
I'm just completely blasting.
I know that because I had a Facebook post on that Saturday. It said, Husky power.
No, but...
Of course you did.
But, God, I can't remember days. It's like the Frost era just blew right past me. But I think it was interesting to hear Matt Rhule. I don't think he realized he said it the way he did because somebody asked him about what's your experience with a situation like this in the quarterback realm. And, you know, he talked about how he dealt with it at Carolina, but in college he never did. He had, a quarterback that, you know, put in 3 or 4 games in the season, and then they started the rest of the time. He did it at Temple. He did it at Baylor. You know, third game in the season, fourth game into the season, the person went in, and then they never came out. So what does that mean for Heinrich? Does he go in? But, again, I don't know. Yeah, I do.
Matt Rhule made Charlie Brewer look like an All-American quarterback, so if he could do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I do think it's hard to compare because Northern Illinois is not Colorado, is not Minnesota. So comparing, but the way he took care of the ball was noticeable. He threw one really bad ball that you're like, oh crap, if they were anybody good, that ball's picked. And I don't blame that fumble on him. Like, that was a blindside block completely missed. Like, the guy went in, the tackle went inside, should have came out. It didn't even block anybody. The tackle went inside and literally didn't block anybody.
Going
back to the Colorado game.
Yeah.
Did you guys have any problem with that one hit on Hunter?
It was late.
He wasn't even out of bounds. Here's my argument with it. I get the dirty hit part of it because, yes, he was going to be going out of bounds, right? Mm-hmm. Sure. The play was technically going to be over, but it wasn't over. He was running straight at him, so it's not blindside necessarily. I get that he may not have seen him because of the way he was coming up behind that other player, right?
Yep.
Sure, was it an aggressive hit? Sure, but like...
sending a message.
I thought it was late. I thought that was the only issue with it.
He was 3 yards away from Hunter as the ball.
But he didn't hit him high or anything like that. So I mean,
it was definitely late.
I think the reason why it looks so dramatic is Hunter weighs 20 pounds more than I do. That guy weighs 75 pounds more than I do. And when you're running full bore at somebody that big, like,
but. Did you have a problem with it?
No.
Not the way the game was going. It was chippy. Like, it's going to be chippy.
That set the tone for being chippy, I think.
Well, Hunter was talking
about Shedeur Sanders poking the guy in the eyes. Like,
after that. Sanders poking that guy. Well,
but didn't a fight break out before the game even started, though?
Yeah.
I also don't think
this is an issue if it's not Travis Hunter.
It's not.
So, I mean, if it's anybody else, you know, it's probably not an issue. I mean, the kid's getting, death threats now.
I think you're right because in the fact that he wasn't going to hit someone other than Travis Hunter like that.
No.
It didn't matter who was on that sideline. He was lighting him up.
No, I don't think that's true.
You don't think that's true?
I 100% think that it was Travis Hunter sending that he was sending a message to Colorado that he was going to light up Travis Hunter.
I mean, I think it's interesting that Colorado fans are pissed about it, even though they Gator rolled Adrian Peterson, what, a couple years ago, whatever it was, like, and bend his foot back like that. Like,
I liked it. It was awesome.
I don't know. If I watched it live, I would have been like, oh, shit, big hit.
I did watch it live, and I was like, good, send a message. It was no different than a hard foul in the NBA playoffs, throwing it inside to somebody. It was a message hit. So,
can we Bryant run into Pau Gasol in the Olympics?
Yeah.
Exactly. But, like...
No, I mean, I mean, if he hits him high, but he had the attempt to hit him, but he hit him low.
What I didn't like
He could have gone high. He didn't.
It was like they labeled that dirty, but then the Sanders eye gouge, no one talked about.
Nobody.
And it was on ESPN today. I don't know if you guys saw the Facebook ESPN post, but they had, remember the Water Boy does that? The Water Boy does the eye gouge. They had that, and then Sanders doing it, like as if it was a joke.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
Apparently that guy was doing it in the pile the whole game, so it was
a lot of things happened in the pile. I know.
And I think it was like part of Travis Hunter and part of getting his eye gouged in the pile multiple times by that guy. He's like, well, I'll just do it now.
Yeah.
I mean, he knew that's a message that he's sending. He's like, I'm not going to get in trouble for this, so I might as well do it.
I mean, let's be honest, it was a fun game to watch.
It was, and only because I was rooting for Colorado State.
I think it's funny, like, I heard it on someone else said it, it was like Colorado State spent the whole week planning for Colorado, and Colorado spent the whole week planning for everybody that was showing up to the game day.
Yeah.
It was like Colorado was not, didn't learn anything about Colorado State. Like, they didn't spend it all.
It showed.
Doing anything.
They better be doing their homework this week. So Miranda asks that, Nate, this is for you. What do you think Baylor's strategy is going to be to take on Texas?
Oh, here we go.
Not suck.
Waste the whole clock.
Yeah. They'll just run.
11-minute drives.
Richard Reese, 55 carries.
They'll have to run. Sawyer Robinson's starting, so... Shaping's still out.
You just gave the scouting report to a Texas fan.
Oh, it's public knowledge.
You idiot.
We're winning regardless of who's in a quarterback.
Nate, they need to take the Lake Seastrunk bowl game strategy when there was no quarterbacks healthy. Just
Jefferson.
I thought Seastrunk that did that. The North Carolina bowl game.
Johnny Jefferson.
But we beat them when they did that too.
Yeah, because we didn't run. We try to throw it with quarterbacks or running backs.
That's what you do.
We try to throw it with wide receivers. Did you watch the bowl game? That was a sweet bowl game to watch, Isaac.
I did watch that. That was sweet.
It was like 600 yards of rushing.
Yeah, it was cool. It was just like Wildcat the whole game.
Yeah, Wildcat
the whole game. Awesome. Can you imagine how fast that game would be now with a running clock?
Oh, my God. It'd be over.
No, because it was like big chunk run, big chunk run, big chunk run.
Yeah, that was Art Briles' last game.
That was crazy.
But anyways, back to the question. We'll have to run the ball, chew the clock out.
Take the Wyoming strategy.
Yeah.
Whatever Wyoming did.
I think Texas had the ball once in the third quarter.
I mean, you could see Texas looking ahead, though, last week, so they're a little scared.
Who does Texas have next week? Oklahoma?
No, Kansas.
Oh,
they're not looking ahead.
Oh, it's definitely a trap game then for next week.
Yeah, so next
week. Wyoming, Baylor, Kansas, OU.
Mm. Hey, easy schedule right there.
Did you have easier of a schedule?
Oklahoma does.
I guess.
Speaking of Wildcat, and this is going, like, we're jumping all over game to game to game to game here, but Isaac, what do you think is the possibility of them putting in packages for Jeff Sims to run just straight up Wildcat?
I think that's with a great
idea. With our running back situation.
If he can take the snaps, I think it's a great idea.
I mean, that's the problem, right? I think, like, you didn't see one snap issue with Harburg.
That was very odd.
The little giants car stuff.
Yeah. Or the comp, or the replacements. Yeah. The replacements, or yeah. I mean, he doesn't have to do anything. Just hold on to the ball. That's all he needs. Yeah.
Why don't you just go? Why don't you go to the pistol? It's a little closer for him.
That might be asking a little bit much. He doesn't understand it.
The defenders will be too close. Then we need the.
I mean, but like with him, we can kind of
7 yard difference.
We can do those freaking jet sweep passes and stuff like that with him.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
If they
we could do that. We could do the same play against Minnesota that we did, except it's going to be a toss to Jeff Sims and then toss back.
Oof. Yeah, that's dangerous.
I saw today our leading receiver has less than 90 yards total on the year.
Oh, man.
Oof. Yeah.
So we don't have much of a passing game.
We just don't.
I feel like we turned into Iowa. Are we Iowa now?
Yeah, we're no offense and just straight defense.
Yeah, special teams.
Our three sacks last week kept us in the top 10 for
total defense. Three?
Yeah. So now we're only
Why are you playing the show, Nate? We can see you playing.
I'm just listening, man.
But I think we only have like 14 sacks now.
Oh, yeah, embarrassing.
That is pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
What do you think? What number will be higher at the end of this year? Sacks for our defense or turnovers by the quarterbacks?
Sacks by the defense.
I'll say turnovers.
That's a good. I don't know.
I'll say turnovers. You're going to be going up against some pretty big offensive linemen.
Yeah, we're probably not going to have too many sacks against like Iowa, so it's going to run.
Yeah, I'm going to go turnovers.
I don't know.
That's a good one. I'm gonna write that down. We'll keep checking that.
Thanks. Thank you.
Oh nope, we're third. We're still third in sack leaders. We're at 14. The Raging Cajuns got 15, and Wake Forest has 16.
Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Where are you? Interesting.
Hey, at least
total defense. I think Nebraska's like 20th?
I thought we were 10 or 12.
No, 29th in total defense.
Ugh.
Yee.
That
Oregon's 30.
I just said Oregon doesn't have a good defense. Pac-12's garbage on defense.
Ouch. 30's pretty good.
Who?
I don't think 30's too bad.
I mean, they do have two in the top 10, Utah and UCLA.
I mean, they played Portland State, who...
In Oregon
I mean,
State,
they scored 91 last week, though.
True. They shut out a high-powered offense.
Man, where's Baylor at for total defense here?
Last.
No,
they're not last.
I don't think we're last, but...
Close.
Oh, there you are. Oh, there they 57.
Are. Oh, that's not bad.
That's better than I thought
right
it was.
Right behind LSU.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
But yeah, they're both behind Northwestern.
What side are you on? I'm on NCAA stats.
I'm on ESPN, so I don't know.
Because I have Baylor at 57, LSU at 60.
Oh, this may not be in, like, any specific. I wonder what order this is in. These are our points per game allowed.
Okay, mine's yards per game.
Let me switch it then. Yards per game, yards.
Because number one's Air Force. Air Force is only giving up 179 yards.
Per game.
Average.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They're so good.
If you change it to that, Pac-12 doesn't have anybody in the top 20.
Yeah, they do. Utah, 17.
Oh, is that 17? I didn't actually count lines. That was close.
Yeah, I have number... Oregon State's number 12.
Are they? Oh, yeah, there they are. Oh, Nebraska and Oregon.
29-30.
That's wild.
Ooh.
Colorado's like 100 and they're way up there. 122.
Holy crap.
So Colorado's 122 out of 130. Colorado State's 125 out of 130.
Yeah, Colorado State quarterback, he was throwing some rockets, man.
It's pretty good.
Was he their backup?
Yeah, second string. That was his first game to start.
You know what sucks that Travis Hunter and then, you know, they're missing a few guys? It's kind of sucked, though, because when Oregon does beat them, they're like, yeah, but we didn't have our starters. Well, it's because he didn't have
Travis Hunter. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, Deion will say, we weren't full strength.
I mean, I will give Deion a little bit of credit. Watching him on the sideline, like, it does seem like he cares.
Oh, 100%.
I think that the thing that people struggle with is there's a fine line between confidence and cockiness and arrogance. And we know Primetime and Neon Deion is arrogant.
Yeah, right? I mean, when everyone says Coach Prime, except Coach Sanders.
I mean. Yeah. And so, like, but I think that's what bothers people.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
I'm gonna run through some of these games and we just kind of talk about it.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about Washington, Michigan State.
Michigan State, yeah, firing Mel Tucker today.
That route, dude, what was going on?
Georgia won by 10 against South Carolina. Shut them out in the second half. They're down 14-3, I think.
At half, right?
Yeah. So that was a big game. Pretty good game. You know, Florida State escaping Boston College.
Yeah.
Another big one. I think Ohio State finally found their true quarterback. I think naming him the permanent starter helped that game. 63-10. Who else had some good games?
The Florida game?
Florida-Tennessee was pretty – yeah, Tennessee started coming back, but just ran out of time. LSU dominating Mississippi State at Mississippi State. I see that one being, you know, 30-point win.
No.
And then you have Alabama struggling at USF.
Like, super struggling.
They got to find a quarterback. I don't know why. I don't know what was wrong with Milroe. I don't know why they
– They're starting him this week. He's a starter.
I mean, Ty Simpson and Tyler Buckner did nothing.
Someone was saying that the offensive line was not happy with the quarterback switch.
Oh.
So they weren't blocking as well for the guys that came in. Also, did you see that there was a couple videos of, like, I think Caden Proctor was one, but Tyler Buckner got sacked and he didn't help him up. He just, like, walked right past him after
Uh-oh.
He got sacked.
Some drama.
Yeah, I think Bama's falling apart.
Yeah. Well, I don't see why Milroe lost the job.
Somebody said that I heard this on another podcast, but they said that he might have been suspended for the game.
Really?
Oh, and they're just not saying it?
Yeah, I don't know.
That could make sense, because he didn't see any snaps.
Yeah.
No. He was cheering on the teammates. I mean, he was like, he was a good cheerleader for that game.
Yeah, so maybe it was just like a team suspension or something, like just couldn't handle being not named a starter for the week or whatever and just didn't put forth the effort. I don't know.
It doesn't hurt you anything. I mean, it was already a quarterback kind of competition, so all you have to say is, we lost, so we're trying something different.
Yeah. Well, I think they know now that he's their best chance to win.
100%.
Yeah, but yeah, dude, other than him not so turning bad. The ball over, he's just as, like, he's on the same par as Jeff Sims. Like, he can't throw a short ball. All he can do is run the ball.
Yeah, but he does it really, really well.
Yeah, he's really good at running the ball, but
I mean he's still there. He's your best shot at winning.
Yeah.
So you gotta play that.
If you're an Alabama wide receiver, how upset are you to be at Alabama?
Right now, yeah, you aren't getting the ball. You might as well just be a blocker.
You missed all those glory years where they have three starters in the NFL right now.
I mean, Coach Prime going to take over Alabama next year.
No, one more year. He's got to wait for Shadur to go pro.
They asked Nick Saban.
He can't transfer again. He'd have to apply for an exception. They won't approve it. They're not approving exceptions. Oh, yeah, they
will. They'll approve anything to Coach Prime.
Well, maybe because it's Prime. But, like, they're denying so many people's. Like, just like that dude that's at North Carolina. Isn't it North Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's silly.
They're just not approving these crazy transfers. Unfortunately. So.
What else? What other games? We mentioned that Tennessee, Florida.
Yeah.
Michigan State just got.
They just gave up on the season.
I think Washington's really good, though, too.
I think Washington's really good. It's just. Damn.
Notre Dame's looking better and better. I mean,
yeah. Notre Dame is looking good.
Great game. Oklahoma won big, I believe. North Carolina kicked the crap out of Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, they did.
I thought that was going to be closer than it was. Duke Blue Devils, 3-0.
He still thinks they're overrated?
Still overrated.
I mean, it'd be a very tough,
gritty Northwestern team.
Dude, Northwestern's not good.
Washington State.
Destroyed Northern Colorado.
UCLA killed. Thank God we're getting a conference play. You got a lot of these bad matchups. This week is awesome.
Yeah. It really is. Week 4, week 5 is going to be a good week.
I know, it kind of sucks that I'm going to be out of town this week to watch all these games.
Well, good thing our game's at 6:30.
Where are we going to be?
Where you want to be, buddy.
We'll just sit in the hotel and watch games.
No, we got to go to Waco.
They'll
have games at the tailgate.
Now, these are just the top 25 matchups. This is looking ahead to week 5. First game on Friday, Utah-Oregon State. Then on Saturday, Georgia-Auburn, Michigan-Nebraska, Kansas-Texas, USC-Colorado, Penn State-Northwestern. That's not a good one. Either is Washington-Arizona. But then Notre Dame-Duke, LSU-Ole Miss, Alabama-Mississippi State, South Carolina-Tennessee, and Michigan State-Iowa. I think Michigan State gave up on the season. Wait, one win and they put Florida at 25 now? Oh, okay. I guess.
That's the SEC.
They're kind of on the fringe, though. I mean, they got beat by Utah, then kind of hung around.
But week 5 is going to be a fun week.
Should we head into picks? Anybody else have anything to...
I don't think so.
I have nothing.
Isaac, how'd we do on the parlay?
4-1 again. Second straight.
Who was it this week? Me.
You.
You.
I didn't even pick it. You guys picked it.
No, that was
picked
it.
That was the Superdog parlay. Yeah.
Superdog, we picked yours because we couldn't do it.
No, I watched it back. That was my Superdog. What was my BRP parlay?
San Diego State, Oregon State over 48, or is it 58? Either way, it wouldn't hit.
Well, I'll figure one out.
I hope you came prepared this week.
I wanted you to change that pick. I remember when we were doing the show. I was like, I don't like that one.
I knew he had two picks. I just can't remember what his other one was.
I watched it. I forget what it is already.
He did pick a different one, and then Isaac talked to him. He's like, no, just take this.
My
take
one
it.
Was going
to
be Cincinnati. Whatchamacallit? Who's Cincinnati play? Miami of Ohio.
Who are you going to take for that one?
I can't remember. I mean, no, that was for... What was that for?
No, you were going to take that for your Superdog.
Yeah, that was the Superdog one.
Was it?
Yeah, because then we thought it was bad, so we switched it.
We had to keep switching them all because our bet was too much.
Oh, that's what it was.
The Akron and Kentucky, there's so many Tony picked. And
yeah, dude, I kept going and it kept putting us over freaking $100,000.
Did you see? This is
super long one.
This is off our bets, but did you see Big Noon Kick is back at Colorado USC?
Jesus
Christ. Yeah.
As they should be.
The game in California will be 9 a.m. at 9 a.m. Which, yes,
that's
I agree. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Isaac, I agree with that one. That one's a good one to go to, but not this last week.
It was a rivalry game. There wasn't very many good games on. I don't.
Yeah,
mind
but nobody's
it.
Ever watched that rivalry game until this week.
What? Nobody.
Have you ever before this week? Have you ever watched Colorado,
I watch it religiously.
State? Yeah. No, you
I thought Tennessee.
I used to watch that game all the time because it was week one, Mile High.
And they
State.
Always used, yeah, they used to always play at Mile High.
I've never watched that
game. So I actually did watch that game a whole bunch, but I mean, week three, Isaac's right, there was no other better matchups really for week three, but
they could have went to Tennessee, Florida.
Tony.
What?
If you were marketing your Walmart, would you have Deion Sanders come in, or would you rather go to Kansas, Illinois to market your Walmart? What would you rather do?
I call Shaq.
Or you're gonna send it to Colorado, and you're gonna have Brian market the whole thing. Did you see that the Colorado Nebraska game brought in over $18 million for Boulder?
Yeah. Yeah. It had over 10 million views, too. It was one of the highest watched games.
Yes, but the city of Boulder brought in $18 million for that weekend.
That's ridiculous.
That's a lot of money. It's a ton of money. But that just pays for his contract.
It is a lot of money, Matt Davidson.
Okay, that's all I have to say. Yep.
I don't have any of my picks this week.
Also, my picks are wrong for last week, Nick. I went 3-4, not 2-5.
Okay, I'll fix it.
I don't know how I did.
You went 3-4, Tony, your best week yet.
I thought last week was my best week.
You went 4-4. I guess. So, Isaac, let's go over yours right now.
Okay.
Isaac, I have you down for Penn State loss.
That's a win. They won by 17.
Oh, crap. Yeah. Okay, I need to fix that then. That's a win for everybody then.
Yeah, 4-4, tied. Or 4-3, best week ever.
Yep. Okay, I'll fix that. I'll fix that and repost it. Yeah, that's a win for everybody. Good catch, Isaac.
Nap. Well, never mind. Just go back to what it was. I don't want everybody else to gain a win.
Best week ever.
I mean, I can definitely leave it because nobody.
It doesn't change anything. Yeah.
It changes everything. I need a win.
It changes a lot for me.
Tony, just start getting your super dogs, right? That's all you need.
Start winning those.
Oh, we're going to 9.5 this week, right?
Yep.
Yeah. There's not very
Dude, there's
many
a lot
games.
Of big point spreads, though. What do you mean? There's a lot of big point spreads. None of
know,
them are
like,
possible. But...
Nothing close to 9.5 is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, you still want to get close to 9.5, Tony. You don't want to go.
You can go
I'm looking at only at the top 25. Hold on, I had to look at them all.
Tony's looking like have one payout here.
I want some money.
Nick, Braves are losing to Philly 7-1.
Ouch.
Travis Hunter's live in a giraffe onesie.
He's live on Monday's on Bleacher Report. Compete with us, I guess.
He said he wanted to keep playing in the game.
Yeah.
He came back in.
I think he has like a kidney or something.
Yeah, lacerated liver.
Oh, really?
That's not good.
I thought it was just I thought for sure he broke a rib.
He's soft.
He's 175 pounds. Dude is not big.
I probably would have died, too.
So I don't like Colorado
I would have definitely
all,
died.
But I do like Travis Hunter. Here, I'm going to read off my super dog, my other one.
Your parlay pick? Let me just write it down. Okay.
My super dog
You want me to keep
is...
track of the super dog, too? Since we couldn't do that last week.
Yes, please.
Okay. Hold on.
Because I'm never around. Just type them in the thing and text the group right away.
That's what I'm doing.
Because I'll have to go to casinos probably tomorrow to do it.
Okay.
I have...
Or you have Brian do it, or Isaac do it.
Yeah. Well, I want to go... I might... I don't know. I'm pretty hot going to casino, so I kind of want to keep it going. I want a parlay for $65.
Nice.
I have Vanderbilt.
For your super dog?
Yeah. They're minus 14 at home against Kentucky.
Oof.
Plus 14, you mean?
Sorry, plus 14.
Is anybody going to plug this in to make sure we don't go over?
I can.
Do you have Brian's picks also, Nick?
I do. Brian's super dog is BYU.
Hold on, Nick. Let me...
Ooh, that's
BYU,
a good one.
Isn't BYU the favorite? Or, hold on.
Ooh, they moved to 9 now. It must have been 9.5 when he grabbed
it. Can't have it.
No, it's still 9.5 on here.
I see nine.
We'll allow it since Brian's not here.
It's 9.5 on Warhorse right now.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll allow that one. Okay.
Oh yeah, BYU is his favorite. Damn.
He's got BYU. I got Vanderbilt. Isaac, Tony, and Nate.
I'm gonna go last here because I was not ready for this one. I was looking all day.
Yeah, I'll give you Brian's BRP parlay.
All right. Yeah. What's that one?
He has Oklahoma State money line.
Why?
Against Iowa State.
Why?
Because Iowa State's bad.
So is Oklahoma State.
I just have the text that says Oklahoma State money line.
We need.
I have Maryland money line.
Maryland money line. Got it.
They play at Michigan State.
Why?
Isaac.
They're 3-0.
Isaac, what is your
wait, Maryland money line? That's minus 310.
I have the minus Maryland minus 7.5.
Well, I don't want to change your pick. If you want the minus 310, there's just no value.
No. They're going to kill him. I might as well take minus 7.5.
Okay. Okay.
There's only two people that can say they're 4-0 on BRP parlay.
That's true. But taking the Maryland money line would have been 4-0, Nick and Isaac.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
That's pretty good.
Interesting.
I go big on mine. You get easy ones.
It's brought you nothing. Yeah. I guess ours hasn't either, but
yeah, still. You just have brought me nothing.
4-0, man.
Yeah, well.
Any of the other guys have them?
I have my BRP one.
What is it?
It's Oklahoma points over Cincinnati.
What are they?
What do you mean?
What?
14.5.
Okay. Ooh, that's big noon kickoff. Cincinnati could be ready for that.
Yeah.
I'm between Oklahoma State and Notre Dame overs or Georgia State and Coastal Carolina overs.
What are the two?
Notre Dame and Ohio State overs or Georgia State and Coastal Carolina overs. You don't like that one as much.
Dang, the Minnesota Northwestern game is over under 38.
What conference is Coastal Carolina in?
AAC?
They're not the American, are they?
No, they might be Midwestern. No. Trying to see how many points he scored last. Conference USA, maybe?
They're Sun Belt.
Oh. I'm trying to see if their offense is as good. Oh, goodness. Yeah, I'm going to take the overs in Georgia State Coastal. 62.5.
Yeah, I like that one.
Actually, can I? Never mind.
My overs hit so fast.
Dude, I don't know what I want to take for either one of these games.
Freaking Louisville had 21 points in the second quarter. It was 21-0 before halftime. And I thought it was an easy ride to 50. And then they didn't score again, and Boston or Indiana scored 14. Brutal.
Virginia Tech Marshall over 41.
I think that's
Virginia Tech scored well.
Dude, that's scary. Do it.
I can't go under 41.
I wouldn't over do under 41? 41. That's true.
I can't do the under 41.
No, over.
It's over.
I don't know if I don't even know what to do in that game.
I don't know either.
Virginia Tech is bad.
Yeah, Virginia Tech helped me last week. They,
Nick, you should have kept your Missouri pick last week.
Marshall kind of barely scores.
Yeah, they score as much as 31-21. So.
Marshall's defense is really good. Tony, I'm not going to help you pick your pick, but I did mention one that's still a really good play out there.
I didn't listen to you, so I'm scanning through every single one of these games, and I can't decide.
I'm going to find my super dog then while we're waiting.
Over 44 at Plush State, Wyoming. Is that terrible?
There's Florida Atlantic plus 15 Illinois
yeah,
minus
but
15.
I don't even know what they're.
I know. I kind of like that.
Because Casey Thompson's out.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you say?
So Illinois a minus 15 against Florida Atlantic without Casey Thompson.
Yeah, true. Tough. Oh, man. Gosh. There's not, like, really great ones that...
There's not this week. It's kind of hard.
Hey, is Frank Harris coming back for UTSA this week?
Oh, I didn't even know he... I didn't know he was out.
Yeah, he didn't play last.
How about the overs in BYU Kansas? 55s?
Oof, that is short, small. What's
what about the over 55 for LSU Arkansas? 55.5.
Arkansas is not good.
Yeah, LSU can score points.
Do you go under?
No, he wants overs.
Overs? Yeah, hope LSU can score all those points. Frank Harris is day to day.
All right, I'm a shot in the dark here. Yeah. This is not gonna go well, actually. Never mind, I'm not doing it.
Ah,
I kind of want the dog? Unders in the Arizona Stanford game. 58.5.
You can always go Boston College at Louisville. That's -14.
Nah, Louisville's good this year. We need them to win.
So BYU Kansas minus or 55s or.
What about? I mean, there's North Carolina minus 8 against Pitt.
That's not enough.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. I kind of like.
I kind of like Stanford, Arizona. I know we need Arizona to win, but.
What do you like? You like Stanford?
The 12.5. Oh, yeah,
no. I was looking at that too, but that's because Arizona decided
to. Stanford is so bad, though.
Yeah, they just lost to Sacramento State.
Yeah. I mean, Tony, if you want to go with Arkansas, those two overs, we can definitely go with that.
Well.
All right, I'm doing it. Baylor over Texas, minus 15, or plus 15.
Damn, I was thinking about that too.
I'm pulling the trigger. Trap game for Texas. All the marbles, super dog play. Oof.
I'm just gonna do, dude. I don't want to do that.
Is super dog's money line though? That's you're not doing money line. You're not doing it's, super dog Baylor.
Are super you? Dogs are all money line.
I am.
You're doing Baylor super dog. All right, let's roll with it. +510.
How about Colorado State, Middle Tennessee State overs 53?
I love it, love it. Oops, that's a.
Where'd that game go? Play. Son of a biscuit.
Oops.
Man, I was way down this list.
Oh my goodness, I had a malfunction here.
Do I pull the trigger on Northwestern over Minnesota?
That's the one I was thinking also, but then I looked at Northwestern last week and they were atrocious.
I know.
Oregon State, Washington
I was going to do the Florida International Liberty, but God, Florida International's probably not good.
They're 3-1 right now. They lost their first week and now they're on a roll.
Nate, we need a super dog from you still.
Nah, screw it. Let's do that one.
Which
one do you want?
Florida International Liberty.
Overage or what?
No, that's my super dog.
What time is that game? Oh, I got it.
Who do you want? Florida International over?
Yeah, it's 12.5.
Then I'm going to roll with Iowa getting a big road win.
Against Penn State?
Yeah.
What is it?
Okay.
12.
+14.5.
-14. Oh, that's gone up.
Tony, you took Florida International.
Yeah.
For Superdome. So, Tony, we need one more for the BRP parlay.
Let's do.
This would pay out 14,000, by the way.
That's it.
Perfect. That's good, though. That means it's more realistic.
Maybe. Got it.
When they're $81,000, no, those aren't going to hit.
Maybe in your mind.
What do we have so far for the BRP parlay?
We have
Oklahoma State money line, Maryland -7.5, Oklahoma -14.5.
Yep. Plenty of games out there to pick from, Tony.
I know.
You
get to do anything.
I mean, you can go like Georgia money line if you want.
Kind of want Georgia unders. 53.5? Do we think they're going to put up 63 on UAB?
Yeah.
You think so?
I mean, I'll give you
fighting one. Trent Dilfer's.
I'll give you another one I was going to pull my trigger on was Michigan again. I'm always doing the – they don't hit – they're 0-3 against the spread. It's 24.5.
They hate Harbaugh's back going up. Fast.
Is he back now?
Yeah.
Harbaugh was back this game.
Who? Notre I don't Dame, know if I that then.
Notre Dame, Ohio State is at 54.5 right now. Pretty low.
I can see that game being, though, like a –
Do you not see Florida State Clemson going over 55.5?
I would see Ohio State Notre Dame going over before Clemson Florida State.
You think so?
Is this your BRP pick?
Yeah.
That's why we need something
Clemson
good.
Clemson has a pretty good defense.
Yeah, no, you need something pretty good then.
Well, you can do anything.
I don't mind.
It can be anything. What about NC State, Virginia, over 47?
If Frank Harris does play, I'd do like UTSA Tennessee overs.
Wisconsin at Purdue is 54.
I don't like that one.
NC State. Does NC State have an offense? They do.
Where's that
game? Virginia doesn't have one.
You have Texas A&M minus 7.5 against Auburn.
No, I don't like that.
I think they're going to blow Auburn out.
Hugh Freeze is an animal against lesser A&M coaches.
Sucks. Who?
A&M starts.
Oh, okay. All right,
okay.
Florida State at Clemson, 56.
Over. That's what I said. They said the Ohio State one's more likely to happen. And I do think that's probably true.
Maybe.
I don't know, Tony. It's up to you.
Whatever you want.
Where?
I mean, what about Charlotte at Florida, 49?
No.
You don't think Florida can score in Charlotte?
I don't think they're going to put up 49.
Florida has no offense.
No, they dominated Tennessee for a
They scored 29.
In fact, I would take Charlotte. I'd take Charlotte to cover the 28.
Oh, I thought you were saying money line. Never mind. Yeah, I would take that too.
Charlotte plus 28. I think they're going to get beat by 28.
Exactly?
Not exactly, no.
Oh. What about San Jose State Air Force under 47?
That's a good one.
All right, let's do that one.
Air Force is going to control the ball. Isaac.
Oh, no, Tony. If you really want it, I'm not going to – I gave you a suggestion last week, and I don't want to be the one that first screws it up.
Which one is it?
Yeah, you're right. You did. I'm gonna do. I'm sticking with it. Ohio State, Notre Dame over 54.5.
Good pick.
I'm gonna send this guys to you. See if this one looks right. The Super Dog.
Yeah. Send both of them. Make both of them and send both of them.
I did.
Isaac, send them out.
I didn't make the other one yet.
Well, as you can send them out. Then
I
you
have
do
no idea thing. What my picks are for this week.
Don't worry, I'll send it out so you can have them.
Okay, let's get into picks. Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, picks.
Picks.
I read Brian's pick first every time.
All right.
It works.
Game number one, number four, Florida State at Clemson. Florida State 1.5-point favorites, over under 55. 11 a.m. kick on ABC. Brian will go first every time. Brian picked Florida State. And then we'll just go around the horn. We'll go Isaac first.
What do we have the spread at?
-1.5.
Oh, yours, it's gone up.
Yeah.
It's at 2 right now. Yeah, I mean, I give Florida State the leeway to lose this game because I did say their floor was 10-2. So, we're at Clemson, 11 a.m. Clemson doesn't usually play very well at 11 a.m. I'm going to take Florida State as well.
I'll switch the rotation every time. I'll go next. I have Clemson at home winning this game. I think Florida State played very bad on the road at Boston College. Clemson has a much better defense. And I have Clemson. I guess you can – I mean, it's crazy that Clemson isn't ranked. But I have Clemson winning at home.
Is this the first time Clemson isn't ranked in, like, I don't know, 10 years?
I mean, it's got to be forever. I mean, this is the first time that Alabama's been out of the top 10 since 2015.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is unreal. Like, what a problem to have.
Yeah, that sucks for them. Couldn't imagine being that bad.
I know, right?
I've been going back and forth on this one, but I hate Florida State, so I'm going to go Clemson.
And time and time again, they prove you wrong.
Tony.
Yeah, I think I got Florida State. They're in my Final Four, so.
Great pick.
Great pick. Now, game number two, following the trend, we got number 19 Colorado at number 10 Oregon. Oregon is a 20.5 point favorite. Over-under is 72.5. 2:30 on ABC right after the Florida State Clemson game.
That's a Brian nice lineup.
Yeah, it's so good. Brian has Colorado covering the 20.5.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's go. Who went last? So go Tony this time.
I do too. I think that's a lot of points.
Whoa.
Nate.
I got Oregon. Points.
Points. These don't count as hot takes since they're three touch. This is a three touchdown spread, does it?
No. I got Oregon as well, covering the 20.5. I think this will be Colorado's first time running into somebody that's very good, very loaded with athletes on the road at Austin Stadium. I think Sanders will have multiple turnovers in this game. And I think Oregon will win this game. I don't know. 21 will get me there. So.
What do you think happens to Colorado if Shadur gets hurt?
They're screwed.
I mean,
they run the ball. Yeah. They don't have a backup quarterback. That season's over.
What's nice, though, is you could redshirt him.
Oh, true. Medical. If it's a season-ending injury.
But he's only played four games.
Oh, that's true.
So, I mean, like, if he got hurt this game, he could redshirt, which would be kind of nice for them. But Isaac.
Be good for Colorado.
Oh, yeah. This is so tough. I could easily see this just be like Oregon says, let's just get in a shootout game. Man, if Travis Hunter was playing, I would probably give the lean to Colorado to cover, but I'm going to take Oregon as well.
I agree with that, Isaac. I think Travis Hunter is a huge difference maker.
Yeah, me too. Because their other corners are fine, but they're not Travis Hunter.
No. Game number three, this is where we start. I mean, I guess we're going to start the Pac-12 thing, but yep. Two more Pac-12 games. Number 22, UCLA at number 11, Utah. Utah's a 5-point favorite. 51.5 is over-unders. 2:30 on Fox. Brian has UCLA covering the 5. I'm not sure if Cam Rising is playing this game. I would imagine he's getting close. Nate, if you could double check. I think Isaac went last, so Isaac goes first here.
Yeah. So UCLA's kind of been doing the quarterback carousel thing like Oklahoma State, but been doing it a lot better. So I like UCLA to cover 5 as well. I don't even care that if Cam Rising is playing, honestly. I feel like UCLA's just playing really good right now, Yeah, that's what I'm gonna take.
He's day to day, but they're preparing for UCLA is preparing for him his potential season debut.
He'll play.
No matter.
I got Utah covering the 5. I don't know. I said Utah was the best team in the Pac-12. I kind of gotta stick with it here. So yeah, Utah. Nate.
I got UCLA covering that. +5.
And Tony.
Utah as well.
Jeez, are we a Pac-12 podcast now? We got 3 Pac-12 games on here.
Yeah.
Goodness. Great. I guess we might as well honor them for one last year.
Yeah, it's so funny hearing them during the Colorado game talk about how good the Pac-12 is and And I think it was during the Colorado game, they said something about, like, is this setting up the Pac-12? Or this, they said something about the Pac-12 for years to come, or they said something. Because Chris Peterson was like, well, yeah, I definitely think so. And you're like, wait, y'all do realize, like, that it's over this year, right? Like, I just sat there thinking, like, and then he made a comment, like, he even touched his ear and then made a comment, like, 5 minutes later about how, well, at least they're sending it off on a good note or something like that. I was like,
producer in his ear being like, hey, it's last year.
Dummy, by the way, this is over. Anyways,
game number four, number 15, Ole Miss at number 13, Alabama. Alabama is a 6.5-point favorite. I think that line has actually moved now to 7. And then 54.5 is over unders, 230 CBS kick. Alabama with quarterback issues, I guess. We talked about that earlier.
But he's starting.
Yeah, he's going to start. Brian took Ole Miss to cover the 6.5. And then we'll go with Tony here.
Yeah, Ole Miss covering. I even like them to maybe win this one.
Oh, man.
Nate.
God, this is another one I was going back and forth on. I'm going to go Bama. The 6.5. I don't like it, but...
I, too, will go Roll Tide. I think it's going to... I would definitely take the overs in this game. Because Ole Miss, they can't stop anybody throwing, and Alabama gives up the deep ball so much. But, yeah, I got Alabama. Isaac?
I think there's a certain transfer quarterback that will be on the bench for this game that's probably wishing he was playing on the other team, by the name of Spencer Sanders. I'm going to take Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss is playing pretty solid right now. And I don't even know what's going on at Alabama, but it ain't good.
No, I mean, they got quarterback issues there. Oh, man. I think Melrose.
I have a locker room issue.
Having team issues, it sounds like.
Looks like they need some a change.
Yep, Sark.
Crime.
I wouldn't care. Sorry. Let him go. I wouldn't have to hear about Colorado anymore.
It'd be so much worse. It'd be so much worse at Alabama.
So much worse. He couldn't do that at Alabama, though. Alabama would not allow him to do what he did. I mean, Colorado was the I know we're going back to Colorado talk, but Colorado was the perfect location for him to do what he did because they didn't care.
No.
He couldn't get rid of a whole roster of guys like he did. Now, he wouldn't need to.
Win over everything at Colorado.
I mean, it'd probably be easier for him to get dudes at Alabama, but...
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, it'd be the same thing like if you went to Texas A&M. Well, Texas A&M is the new hot one now where they said that he could be replacing Jimbo.
That would be funny to watch Prime and Nick Saban go off against each other.
They do an Affleck commercials, man.
I know. They had a...
That's the connection.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the Prime documentary
on Amazon
Prime
that.
Yet? It has a little clip of him talking to Nick Saban because Nick Saban said something about a couple years ago about him bringing in all those transfers and stuff to Jackson State. So it was like Nick Saban and Prime just sitting down and talking to each other because of it. I don't know. I don't remember what was said, but it was a serious talk between the two. So, saying.
Weird.
Roll Prime.
Roll Prime.
That's what it'll be, too. You need to trademark that before it becomes a thing.
I was just
going to
say that. You need to go trademark it.
Do it now. You heard it here first. We bring the goods.
yeah. Roll Prime. Game number five. Number 14, Oregon State at number 21, Washington State. Oregon State is a 2-point favorite. 56 is the overs. Brian has Washington State with plus 2. I do too. I have Washington State as plus 2. I think the unders hit the same too. let's go. I can't remember which one.
Man.
Isaac goes.
You think the unders will hit in this game? Man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Washington State scored a bunch of points last week.
Oregon State's very good on defense.
Yeah, I like Oregon State to cover the three. It's easy. That's easy two. Money. Oh, well, I see three. Sorry. I'll take two. That's even better for me.
Yep. Nate?
I like Washington State. I was pretty impressed with them this season so far.
Damn it.
Tony?
Oregon State.
For early in the season, Tony, you still go to the same place as other people.
What do you mean?
I just didn't want to jump on my back.
Well, you said damn it when Nate picked Washington State.
No. That's not why, because then I feel like I'm giving Isaac the kiss of death. Like, right now, this year, I am the kiss of death.
I thought you were upset that Nate took your...
No. Like, I didn't want to be the only one to take Oregon State, and then I give the kiss of death. Like,
don't matter, Tony. We're riding this one to the win. Hell yeah.
But I do think Oregon State's good, so, like...
Yeah, I like the way they play. They're kind of like the new Wisconsin.
Yeah, for sure.
Game number six, number 24, Iowa at number 7, Penn State. Penn State's a 14-point favorite. Over-unders is 41, 630 CBS. What's his counter at right now, Tony?
I have it right here. So, not counting special teams or defensive touchdowns, because apparently this website at least is not counting them. So he went from needing 25.1 points per game last week to 25.5 now. He's averaging 22 points per game.
I think they are counting special teams and defensive.
Well, even if they are, they have scored a total of 44 points this year. And
that's not true. They scored 41 last week.
Or not 44. Sorry. Hold on.
This should be updated. Like 84, probably.
Maybe. Yeah.
Also, it does include the Big Ten championship game.
It does?
Yeah. Includes postseason as well.
Yeah, I was just saying that. Anyways, he still needs 200 and some odd points, like, to by the rest end of the season.
And all they gotta do is score 100 points this game, they'll be right there.
Whoa. That would be shocking.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Oh, it does say regular season and a possible bowl game. Dang. So even if their seventh win needs to be Nebraska, Nebraska beats them to only have six, they could win their bowl game and get 7 wins. Well, that's silly.
Does Nebraska take a dive to keep Brian Ferentz in Iowa?
Why wouldn't you?
It depends on where you're at.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You take the dive no matter what.
But you're literally running in
with time, no time on the clock to score a touchdown, and Anthony Grant just falls to the ground.
It's like NCAA football where you just take the snap and just run all the way back to your end zone.
Take the safety.
Yeah, take the safety, or you just like run out of the one and then kick a field goal.
Yes.
So leave the ball back at the one. Iowa would struggle at first and go from the one.
Yeah, maybe Nebraska should give them the points.
That's
fun. Great.
Brian has Penn State covering the minus 14. Tony?
I do too, but even with that, what is it, 40 point over under?
41. I see that
going under.
I do too. Nate?
Is he going to double dip?
Nope. I have Penn State points. That way, just if I lose that bet, at least I'm gonna be good on this one.
Well, so, technically not really.
You could lose
but
both those.
Yes, you could lose both.
I definitely won't lose both.
Penn State could win by 7, and you lose both.
I think Penn State kills them, to be honest.
If Penn State wins by 3, that would probably be the most hilarious thing ever.
Penn State wins by 1.
Unless it was for the 14K, then that probably would not be the most hilarious thing ever.
No, I'd still laugh. Isaac, who do you got?
I'm gonna take Penn State as well.
Good pick.
I'll go ahead and round it out. Penn State. Penn State looks really good this year. I think that 14. I mean, Iowa's had a good defense, so I mean, I don't think it's going to be a blowout. No. I think it'll be a low, very low scoring game, though.
Yeah.
Game number 5, the last good game.
The last good game.
That's rough.
Yeah. Number 6, Ohio State at number 9, Notre Dame. The only top 10 matchup for the week. Game day will be there. Ohio State's a 3-point favorite, 54 over-unders. That's Tony's BRP parlay pick. 6:30 on NBC. Brian has Notre Dame covering the 3. I do too. I have Notre Dame covering the 3, so we'll start with Isaac on this one.
Ohio State.
Anything to add to that?
Nothing else to say. Ohio State. Take it to the bank.
I have Notre Dame.
Oh, okay. All right, Tony, what you got?
I'm going to take Notre Dame as well.
This would be a big one for
That's good for Isaac.
This is our only solo game. So Isaac's the only game someone's by themselves.
I've had my back against the wall before. Nobody believed, and I was the only one.
Okay.
Probably. And you know what they said?
What?
Do you believe?
Okay, whatever. All right, the last game, probably the best game on our slate here. Louisiana Tech at Nebraska. Nebraska is a minus 19.5 point favorite. Over under is 49. I think Nebraska's line's moved up to 20.5 now.
It's at 20.
At 20. So 2:30 Big Ten Network. Brian and myself have Nebraska covering 19.5.
Whoa.
Nate, who do you have?
Yeah, this is a tough one. La Tech's bad. I thought they could be able to score points this year, and they just have not done anything. But then it's Nebraska trying to cover 19.5.
Did last week.
Yeah. You know,
who is it? Who's worse in your mind, I guess?
I'm going to roll with Nebraska 19.5.
Whoa.
I'm not liking it, but...
Tony and Isaac, you can give us picks, and you can just talk about the game.
I got nothing to say. Give me 19.5, give me 20.5, give me 21, give me 28.
Nebraska. Oh, you heard that, Nick. Isaac, 28.
Yep, covers Isaac it all. Said 28. Isaac said 28 for this game.
Covers it all. Let's go.
Yeah, I'll take the 20, well, 19.5 as well.
Oh man, Tony, you should have did the other ones. Everybody's you could game up on someone.
Yeah, maybe. No, I think it'll be interesting. I'm hoping Louisiana Tech's bad, so that way we can see what this like. We're gonna have some young guys playing running back that haven't taken significant amount of snaps before. You're gonna see a lot of Anthony Grant now. Hopefully he can hold on to the ball. Jeff Sims could be taking snaps in the backfield. I don't know what they're going to do.
Handoffs.
Yeah, well, electric. Yeah, he could be taking handoffs.
You're going to be even. Placing that ball.
I think it'd be a little weird with a 6'4", 225-pound running back, but, you know, it's not like it's never been done before. True. But it just, you know, I'm hoping it's an opportunity to get a lot of people, a lot of experience.
No, we want to run it up.
Well, I'm not saying we can't run it up with that, but I just want to, you know, you got to hopefully
send
see
a message.
It.
To Michigan. Send a Michigan.
You're just hoping this isn't a trap game for us.
God, that would be so bad.
Yeah, and that's why I was really tempted not to take the 19.5. But no, I think, you know, the defense is rolling. I think Heinrich starts, and as long as we take care of the ball, the rest should be pretty easy.
History.
So.
Yeah, I think the defense is going to set up the offense pretty well. So.
Yeah, it just sounds like they've taken, like, and I don't know if they have at any point. You know, there's times, even during Shenander, where the defense was getting better at times. But for the first time, I feel like the defense, in a long time, the defense has kind of taken on that, you know, we're going to put you in the best possible situation we can. You know, like, we're going to do our part. You know, we're, you know, they're playing as, like they're not giving up even if they go three and out the next time. You know, even you have to go back to what, when Sue was playing, when the defense, and I'm not comparing this defense to the defense, what was that, 2009? Yeah. Like, I'm not comparing those two defenses, but, like, because there's nobody of the same talent as Sue on this team. But, you know, but just playing with that, like, we'll put it on our back and we'll do this. Now they just got to get the takeaways. That's a start.
Get it going. Yeah. But it should be fun. I agree. Defense will set us up. It'll make scoring a lot easier.
Yeah. It'd be nice to see some special teams, too. Because, like, either special teams, like, you know, yeah, we've had, what, one or two big returns. Like, having an actual return for six or something would be cool. Be nice to see special teams step up that way, but we'll see.
Where are we sitting at for time for this game? I mean, for this 2:30? Podcast.
Oh, for this cast, we're a little
like an hour and 20,
hour and 15.
Perfect. Nick, we'll be able to watch the Nebraska game in Texas. Don't worry.
Yeah, out of all these games, that's one I really want
to. Interesting. We'll watch this one. You're really interested in.
I'll get you to a Husker bar. You want Nick? Want to go to a Husker bar?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there one in Austin?
Oh, guaranteed.
Has to be.
Called 1 second.
Sure, during the 2:30.
Called 1 second. That would be hilarious.
Oh,
I would go.
Wow. That would make so much money.
Their logo is just Mac Brown.
It would be pretty great.
Or it would be Whitney holding up one finger. Yeah, there's four other games on our slate that are at three other games on our slate at 2:30. I don't think Nebraska is the one.
So that's
going to
be competing with UCLA, Utah, Colorado, Oregon, Ole Miss, Bama. Like, I'm not sure that's going to.
You're the one that said it. You wanted to watch it.
True.
You did. Nick's bringing his Husker shirt.
It's smart. You make a lot of friends. You're right. I saw it in your back earlier.
Where's that picture of you in the Nebraska stuff? It's online.
It's on the internet somewhere.
It's on Facebook.
Oh, that's what I should have done. While Nick was in the hospital, I should have put a Husker shirt on him while he was unconscious. Oh, man.
What if he came out of the hospital like as a Nebraska fan because he couldn't that remember? Been...
Did the Huskers win?
Dang it.
That was,
What was I thinking?
I could have
taken so many pictures of him.
We could have got him a stuffed Herbie. And...
We could have got Herbie to go in and visit him and Tom Osborne.
Take
and
pictures
everybody.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Why did you do that?
Wasn't Osborne in the... Like next to him in the other bed.
Yeah. No, he was. Oh goodness, that's funny.
He looks like he doesn't
it's
look.
Funny
like
now,
he is, okay.
It's funny now.
He looks like
Wait,
he
looks like the guy from Family Guy.
Who?
Would you have your face come off with your backwards hat and your hair?
Oh, the comic book guy.
Yeah. What have you?
Because I'm bending down.
There we go.
All right, that
that's going to do it. We done?
This is Brian last week.
Yeah, Brian didn't want to show any of his face.
Wow, Nate, I can't even tell it's you.
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Yeah,
big week for the Bears this week.
Also, I did update the standings. Those are up now.
Good, trying to cheat me out of win. Cool.
No kidding.
That was all of us. All of us.
I need that win, Nick.
You know, the crappy part is Nick put Missouri as his win now. He went back.
Yeah, I believe it.
You know what's crazy is Nate is tied with Isaac, but Nate has the worst record of all of us. He's 8-18.
What? I don't have the worst record?
No, you're beating Nate by one game. You're 9-17. But Nate has this one super dog pick, so he's in fourth place with 10 points. Well, tied for third with Isaac.
Oh man.
Well, and now those might, now that we changed it to 9.5, those probably will benefit us more.
I doubt it.
God, okay.
No.
I doubt it.
Yeah. Yeah, well. Baylor, yeah, your Baylor one.
Well, that's the closest one I think all week, honestly, Nate, right?
Yeah.
Wait, who's Texas play next week?
Kansas.
Trap game.
Oh, I'm taking Kansas in that one too. I'm taking another super dog against Texas.
I would ask where it's at, but it don't matter.
It's in Austin.
Oh, perfect. Lucky.
What happened
we
last
the
time?
Shit out of Kansas last.
Oh, what happened in Austin last time?
Yeah.
Well, won us some money. That's what happened last time.
Yeah, it's true.
I'll tell that story to my grandkids someday.
Yeah, Nate, what's up, Nate? You got a problem with that still?
Yeah,
that's when we started rolling with Kansas.
Dang.
That year, yeah. Day. That was what a great year that was.
It was a great year.
It wasn't. I think it was Nick's ex.
I know, he came out of it and Texas lost.
I watched that game in Madonna. I watched the end of the game by myself.
Yeah, Brian and I were there watching it. Yeah, and they were curfew, so Mick had to watch that.
I also saw the Braves win the World Series in the ICU, so that was kind of cool.
There you go.
Oh, was it cool?
Was it cool?
Under the circumstances, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty good year for you, minus the Texas loss. It was a good year for us, I guess. Nate, probably more.
I was peeing and pooping myself.
All right, yeah, and that's the end of the podcast. That's the end of the podcast.
That's going to do it for the podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We appreciate you guys. Don't forget to check out all the links. Go to our Facebook page, our Instagram, our Twitter, so on and so forth. We love you all. We are out of here. Maybe. Peace.